Welcome once again to The Business Side, our weekly spotlight on economic issues in the Commonwealth. I'm Alan Lytle. Joining me on the phone is the executive editor of The Lane Report, Mark Green. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning to you, Alan.
You guys published an article last week about six Kentucky-based banks launching a first-of-its-kind investment support. It's a fund to support public-private partnerships. And those banks, we're talking about a $150 million Commonwealth Infrastructure Fund. So I give you the floor here on that.
Well, that one caught my eye and a pretty interesting little project and approach here. I spoke to John Ferris, who is putting this together for the banks. He is a real talent in the public finance sector, been around the state for more than 10 years. He was Ernie Fletcher's, one of his finance people and secretary. Right now, he is the head of the state's pension management fund. So he is has lots of skills. He said some of the banks came to him and were asking of how they could get involved in financing some of these public projects. There was a major office building project in Frankfurt recently, and it ended up it was financed by a bank out of Ohio, and the state's community banks actually have a need to find enough good qualified borrowers to put their money to work. They make their money loaning it out, and there is a backlog of infrastructure projects that need to be financed. So we could have a win-win here.
Those banks are Central Bank and Trust, Commonwealth Bank and Trust, Kentucky Bank, Stockyards Bank and Trust, Traditional Bank, and United Bank and Capital Trust. Those are the six banks involved.
Yeah, United is from Frankfurt, Kentucky Bank out of Paris, Central Bank from Lexington, and Traditional Bank and Stockyards from Louisville. So good mix there.
And you're saying that there are no public dollars involved in this at all.
And that is, according to Ferris, an aspect that makes this fund a first of its kind in the country. All the others that are getting involved in financing P3 projects do involve some public dollars and public backing. But this approach should be a streamlining and cutting of red tape for borrowers. P3 projects are ones in which a private company puts up the money to build a public project, and in exchange they get a revenue stream out of it. In many cases, there'll be lease payments that would be coming to them over 10, 20, maybe even 30 years, by which they will make back their money and gives them work, and it puts their assets to work with a guaranteed return, and it's good for everybody. We have this definite need for new and better infrastructure around the state. But there will be a lead bank in each case. Ferris said that they've agreed to a rotating set of lead banks here. The borrower only has to explain themselves once rather than multiple times, which might happen when you have a participation loan involving multiple banks. And then Ferris's company will qualify them on some of their municipal credit evaluation. The goal and expectation is that within 2 or 3 years, this $150 million will be put to use. There's several candidate projects around right now. In Frankfurt, Capitol Plaza Tower needs to be rebuilt. That's a $50 million plus project.
Don't they also need a convention center there?
I think that, that might be part of that project. Here in Lexington, Fayette, Urban County Government needs a new city hall. That might be a $50 to $100 million project. In Madison County nearby, they are trying to get a substance abuse center built over there, and that could be a $30 million project. Madison County and the state and the city here, they don't have $30 and $50 and $100 million laying around to throw at these projects. So when a private entity can come in and put up the capital, then we get these things done, and we get them done quickly. But Ferris said that the six participating banks have already signed on for the right of first refusal for the next $150 million fund that this infrastructure fund might do. And then there might be several more rounds of that, and they anticipate expanding into more of the state's community banks and getting them all involved in financing projects that our communities all around the state need.
And as I understand it, this hasn't been tried anywhere else before.
Well, not to the knowledge of Ferris and the Kentucky banks participating in this. It seems logical that this could succeed by not having the public participation, because that just adds so many levels of regulation and oversight and fulfillment of rules and signing off on this and that process. It could be an example that gets picked up around the country pretty quickly.
And Kentucky was really late coming to the table when it came to P3 legislation. Explain that.
Yeah, Kentucky, for I guess a variety of reasons, some political, some just process things, it took the state a while to authorize P3 projects, especially for infrastructure needs. And there had been a reluctance, I think, for Frankfort to release a little bit of its control of the purse strings for these public projects. It's big money involved. It's important to people, and politics has ample opportunity to get involved when money is being spent. And this is a way to shift the authorization of these projects away from the legislature and into deals between local governments and private companies that want to do the projects for them.
Anybody who wants an example of that just needs to walk around the University of Kentucky campus, because we've had many residence halls recently built here and through public-private partnerships.
Hundreds of millions of dollars in new dorms there at UK. They've done that at U of L. They've done that at Western Kentucky University. And from what I'm told, Western Kentucky University pioneered this process nationally.
Well, we'll have to leave it there. Our guest today on the business side is the executive editor of the Lane Report, Mark Green. Thanks for joining us, and have a great week ahead.
You too, Alan. Always enjoyable to speak with you.
And you can hear our entire conversation at WUKY.org.